Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 11th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. What does collective need to know today? I feel like a part of you has just been wanting to rest for a while. You've been kind of frustrated at how this is going and so many changes that you've had to adapt to and so much new wisdom you've had to integrate, so much new knowledge and insights. I kind of feel like you're maybe frustrated. You're kind of like, well, why? When do I get to just relax? When do I get to just chill? Okay, like when is the peace going to come? And I feel like that's why meditation came up, because that is your gateway to this, right? This gateway to this sensation, to this feeling. And when you start to tap into the sensation and feeling, you start to live in it and thus bring it into your life, into your physical life whenever you're not meditating. But I feel like first it's about stepping into the frequency and then watching everything else fall into place. We have Zukloff, Angel of Verdancy, Gabriel, Angel of Heralds, and Chesed, Right Hand Empathy. So I'm seeing that right now you are growing, even though it might not feel like you're growing because Gabriel, Angel of Heralds came out. So that to me is like that light in the darkness, and the light is you. Know that you are growing. Know that everything around you is growing, right? As you grow, so does everything else. And Zukloff is here to remind you like, hey, this is verdant, this is green, and this is growth. I feel like sometimes we can feel disconnected from nature. And when Zukloff comes out, to me, that is a call from nature. Like, step into nature, go ground yourself, see how the trees change every season, see how the wildlife is growing and interacting with each other, and know that you're a part of that too. Chested, right hand, empathy. Be nice to yourself, right? Have some empathy towards yourself and love on yourself. And through this love of yourself, you'll start to love everything and everyone else around you, right? I feel like I can kind of sense this disconnectedness, this sensation of, I don't feel connected, I don't get what I want, I don't get this. And I feel like this lack mentality is kind of affecting your outlook on life, right? Know that you have so much right now and you have so much to offer. So just stabilize yourself through meditation, through self-compassion, through loving on yourself, and through really, really just kind of stepping into your own power by asking yourself, what do I need right now? What would feel good right now? What adjustments can I make in my life right now that I know are going to make me feel good and thus valued, and thus will start this chain of events that will help me feel nurtured in my changes right now, in my growth right now, and what I'm learning and integrating. On the back, I'm seeing Aestivus, Angel of Divination. Right now is a good time to kind of step into the mystery that surrounds you, right? And I feel like a lot is going on that we can't see, that is in the unseen, but that is just as valid as what we can see, right? It's kind of like we're all in this dream, and we can pick up symbolisms and signs from what we see and from our actual dreams, and through practicing tarot and oracle and any sort of divination that feels right for you. I feel like right now is a good time to kind of step into that type of mystery. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. What does collective need to know today? Oh, the card that just fell out is play. So do things that are fun for you. Maybe play with things that brought you joy when you were a child, right? No matter how silly, like markers, crayons, drums, some instruments. Maybe if cooking is fun for you, maybe make a fun new recipe or recipe that you liked when you were a kid, some classic chocolate chip cookies or brownies or some chocolate milk. Kind of just treat yourself. I feel like you kind of need to tend to your inner child right now. I kind of feel like maybe you've been stressing and worrying a lot and doing these grown-up things that your inner child has kind of been not attended to. And I feel like our relationship with our inner child is our way through these adult situations, right? So play today. Take some time to do things that you enjoy. To do those things that from the outside in kind of look like, oh, that's not productive. That's not productive at all. Like, I should be doing something else that's going to have a direct outcome. Know that when you play, when you make time for this lightness in your heart to exist and to grow and to be, this will be the healing that you need right now. This will be that self-love that you've been kind of searching for and you kind of feel you've been lacking. That kind of frequency and vibration is going to help lift you up out of the stress that you've been feeling into a more centered and more powerful you, because you're going to have integrated your inner child. And that's very powerful. Your inner child is the gateway to your higher self, right? So tend to yourself today. Downtime came out, so take some time to just do nothing today, right? I feel like this connects to play. Like, do those things that feel like you're not doing something productive. Do that today. That's really powerful, right? Just relax. Relax as much as you can today. Accept the gifts of the universe came out. This card to me is about taking some time to step into the frequency of gratitude. I feel like whenever we get stressed out, we start to think about things that we lack and things that we could change and things that we could do. And I feel like just start out small. Start to express gratitude for every simple thing that you have right now. Your breath, your mind, your ability to play this podcast, the internet, your phone or computer. Be thankful for the simple things and then start to realize how these simple things are actually really significant, right? And they're gifts from the universe. Step into the frequency of vibration of gratitude. That's really going to help you. I feel like through this time of change and where you might be feeling loss, whenever you start to focus on what you have, you start to kind of minimize this whole loss mentality that is many times is an illusion. All right, you have so much. On the back, I'm seeing share a breath. So if you ever feel some conflict today or tension, try to focus on breathing together with your partner, with your friend, with whoever is around you. Breathe the same time that they're breathing. That's really going to help connect your spirit to theirs. So I'm going to thank that deck. Thank you. I'm going to thank you as well. And I will see you next time. Bye. What does collective need to know today? Oh, a card that just fell out is the Ace of Pentacles reversed. What does collective need to know today? And we have the Hierophant reversed and Four of Swords reversed. So I'm seeing that right now maybe you are leaving a period of meditating where you're starting to kind of see new insights, starting to take action in what you have held as a tradition, right? This could be a religious tradition, a spiritual, your own personal, or within a group. I'm seeing the Ace of Pentacles reversed as a way that maybe you're kind of recognizing now that you've let some opportunities go. Maybe this is due to lack of self-worth or stability or self-trust. And let's pull some more cards. The Tower upright, the Empress upright, and the Eight of Cups upright. So you're walking away from something that you have put your time into gathering, your time into growing or cultivating. I'm seeing that now you're starting to step into your power and see more clearly. And you're starting to see like, you know what, this isn't going to work for me. The Tower upright came out. That signifies a big change, right? So you maybe you're walking away from something that you've invested a lot of your personal resources in. You're starting to challenge your traditions. You're starting to maybe make your own traditions. And I feel like leaning on meditation is really going to help you right now, right? Even though it's reversed, I'm saying that this could be either you're not meditating enough or you're leaving a period of meditating. So I feel like because it came out next to the Empress upright, I'm seeing that meditation is really helping you ground down into your power, ground down into your ability to create, formulate, act out, and see the resolutions come to fruition. And I'm seeing that a lot of new opportunities, just a lot of increase of self-trust is going to help you get there. The Seven of Wands reversed came out on the back. So I feel like a part of you has kind of felt this sense of defeat, the sense of, well, why isn't it happening right now? Well, why do I have to walk away from something? Well, why? I feel like you're being shown that changes are still going to keep happening in your life, and you're kind of being directed towards these changes. And even though you don't see the final outcome quite yet, I feel like a lot of this is having to do with just believing in the Empress energy. The Empress can manifest anything. The Empress is that light. The Empress is pretty much the wielder of all four elements, and she does a really good job of bringing things to creation, right? So I feel like you just kind of have to go back to what feels like square one, but know that it is not, right? The Seven of Wands reversed, I feel like you just feel like the sense of defeat, the sense of like, well, I want it right now. Why isn't it happening? Even though this doesn't feel like a gift or like a new beginning, know that it is, right? The Ace of Pentacles is about new beginnings, right? New ways to financially ground yourself, stabilize yourself, and grow new things. In the back, I'm seeing the Page of Cups, the Knight of Cups upright. So I'm seeing maybe you're going to be getting some messages from potential partners or relationships. This could be maybe communications from your own heart, right? This to me is a lot of heart-to-heart communication. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to know today? Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.